want your soul.
I've always hated hotels. Gross carpets, gross beds, gross bathrooms, a germaphobe's nightmare. Next time you're in a hotel, just think about it. You have no idea who was in here before you, doing God knows what on the furniture or on the floor. Actually, you can probably find out if you bring a blacklight, but I digress. Anyways, as much as I hated hotels, I always seemed to end up in them, either from being forced on some family vacation with my parents and brothers or being invited to an oh-so-fun work conference halfway across the country. I think I'm in a new hotel about every 3 months. I first heard about the Gateway Hotel when my boss sent me an email on a Thursday requesting, well, more so ordering me to attend a conference in Oregon to discuss a merger with another smaller company. I had just let out a long exhale and accepted the fact that I would be forced, yet again, to travel across the country to please the biggest prick in the world. At least the pay was good, though. That very next day, a little past midnight, I pushed open the creaky door to room 415 where I would be staying. I flicked on the light and it looked just like a regular hotel room on the surface. I placed my luggage on the counter in the little kitchen area and went to sit on the bed to play on my phone until I was tired enough to turn in for the night. Looking up, I noticed a painting of a blonde woman in a bright red dress on the wall opposite of the bed. Inspecting it closer, the lady in the painting was aesthetically beautiful, but something about her didn't seem right. Her hands were tucked in a very unnatural position behind her back, and the way she stood was rather menacing, as if she was about to run out of the painting at me. There was also something about her face. It was twisted in an angry expression, but she still smiled. I could see every one of her unnaturally white teeth. Her eyes seemed to follow me as I walked up to the painting. I was thoroughly unnerved by it. Why would the hotel even put something like this up? I shook my head and took the painting off the nail it hung from. I turned so it faced away from me and I propped it up against the wall. I didn't want that thing staring at me as I slept. Something crinkled beneath me when I sat back down on the bed after taking down the painting, though. So I stood back up and I noticed a light blue piece of paper, and it was titled, "Welcome to the Gateway Hotel." This is what it said. "We hope that you enjoy your stay here, but there are some things that you need to know to maximize your fun and your safety. For this reason, the hotel staff has put in place some rules, and they are as follows. Rule number one, do not destroy anything in the hotel rooms or move around any furniture. It makes cleaning up afterwards a pain for our lovely cleaning staff, and extra charges will be added to your bill if we find that you have broken this rule. Rule number two, please do not engage in any sex. The staff hates cleaning it up, and there's a hotel specifically made for that, just a few blocks away. Rule number three, do not leave the television on all night. The hotel needs to spend less on the electricity bill to keep all the lights on. Rule number four, do not leave uncovered food out in your room. This may attract unwanted attention from critters that can smell the food. Storage in the refrigerator or cabinets is okay, as long as the food is covered. Rule number five, do not leave your room from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. This is when the cleaning staff are working on cleaning the halls, but no need to worry. They won't make much noise. Rule number six, if your phone rings at 4:14 a.m., do not answer it. Rule number seven, try not to track any sand in from the beaches in your rooms. It's not easy to get out of the carpet, and it makes some of the hotel staff very unhappy. Rule number eight, keep your blinds closed at night. People have reported others looking into their rooms. Rule number nine, in between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m., you may hear a child's voice begging for help. coming from the hallway. It is imperative that you are not tempted to look out of your peephole, and you must not leave your room. There is no one that needs assistance at that hour. Rule number 10. If you notice a maid with long blonde hair and a red uniform in the hallway staring at you, look away and notify the staff. Our uniforms are light blue. Do not attempt to speak to the maid in red. If the maid in red is blocking your path to your room, simply return to the lobby via the stairs and not the elevator. She will not attempt to follow you unless you make prolonged eye contact with her, and she will take that as an invitation. Rule number 11. Do not enter room 414 if you see that it is open. Even if you hear someone calling for you by name inside, do not approach the door and don't attempt to close it. Contact the staff immediately and we will take care of it. That room is out of bounds and should be shut and locked at all times. Rule number 12. If you are in the elevator and see a button marked B2, do not push it. We do not have a second basement level. If you do happen to accidentally push it, do not make eye contact or speak with anyone who may get on at that level, no matter what. Stand in front of the buttons on the elevator to prevent them from pushing any. Keep your head down and push the button marked L to reach the lobby. Get to the front desk and inform the person there what has happened. Again, do not make any eye contact or speak with any of the passengers that get on at B2. Thank you for choosing the Gateway Hotel. We hope you have a wonderful stay, and don't forget to follow all of the rules. Sincerely, the staff at the Gateway Hotel. After I read this letter, I couldn't help but think, what in the actual fuck is this? This has to be some kind of stupid prank from a completely irresponsible staff member that thinks this is so funny to scare their guests. I have half a mind to call the front desk and report this idiotic joke. I glanced over at the cheap digital clock on the nightstand. It's almost 12:30 at this point, and I'm really not so much of a stuck-up that I would bother the front desk with something so trivial. I might report it when I leave for my meeting tomorrow, though. I groaned when I realized that I would have to wake up at 4 a.m. to get ready. Thankfully, I got some sleep on the flight here. I began to get settled into bed. As I laid under the scratchy beige comforter, I couldn't help but look down at the blue paper that now lay on the floor from when I had crumpled it and tossed it towards the trash can. I hate to say it, but I can't really get comfortable. Thinking about the contents of that paper, I closed my eyes, but immediately opened them again when I realized that I had already broken rule number 1. I had taken the creepy painting down from the wall. Hesitantly, I sat up and looked at the wall across from the bed. Even in the darkness of the room, I could tell that the painting was back up. A chill ran down my spine as I noticed the woman in the painting was even closer than she was before. Her face was somehow even more twisted. I quickly lay back down and shut my eyes. Guess I'm not moving that painting again. Hopefully, I'm just being paranoid. Even though the rules are probably a joke, they still made me feel a bit nervous. The painting back on the wall was probably just a result of me scaring myself and sleep deprivation. Then again, I'm too scared to go check. I'll be sure to update the front desk tomorrow morning. I woke up the next day, and I still can't really wrap my head around what the hell happened last night in this hotel. But I'll try to recount my experiences up until now in the order which they happened. I didn't want to write everything down and relive it again, but I need to start to process this, even if it only stops just one person from booking a night at the Gateway Hotel. That'll be enough for my conscience. I heard a tapping on my window. I really hadn't wanted to get up to look, but I wanted to prove to myself that it was a tree or something like that. I stood up from the bed and crept to the curtained window in the dark. I avoided even looking towards the painting on the wall, not wanting to see that woman ever again. I knew she was still there and staring in my direction, and I could feel her eyes follow me as I made my way across the room to the window. The almost rhythmic tapping continued as my fingers wrapped around the edge of the curtains and pulled back quickly, not even giving myself enough time to hesitate. Damn, I really wish that I did hesitate. I never expected that I would see the grotesque face of a man staring back at me. The man's face almost looked like it was rotting off as he... It grinned at me, revealing yellow and brown teeth. His sunken eyes met mine as I stared at the thing clinging to my window and tapping on it with a disgustingly long fingernail attached to a twisted and wrinkled hand. I had really convinced myself that it was going to be a tree tapping on the window, not some zombie guy who had somehow made it up to my window on the fourth floor. I hate to admit it, but I screamed and fell back, landing on the floor. Who wouldn't? There was no balcony outside and nowhere for this guy to stand to reach my window unless he was Spider-Man. I lunged for the phone and quickly dialed the number for the front desk that was scrawled on a piece of masking tape stuck to the phone. Hello, this is the Gateway Hotel's front desk. How may I help you this evening? Hello, there's some guy outside my window tapping on the glass. I'm on the fourth floor, I said. Please refer to the list of rules that the hotel has provided you with. If you will read the eighth rule, you will see that you should have kept your windows covered, the voice said. But I'm on the fourth floor. Do you not understand that? I'm up high, well above the ground. I'm on the fourth floor, I said. Well, that's never stopped them from peeking in. Please ignore any tapping that may follow. Now that you've acknowledged them, they will probably continue tapping all night. Remember to follow the rest of the rules carefully. Have a good night. Click. The phone hung up. I slammed down the phone back to the receiver, cursing. I walked over to where the balled-up rules lay on the floor, and I picked them back up. I smoothed the paper and reread it over and over and over. I put my head in my hands as I sat in the room that had looked so ordinary just an hour ago. I eventually put the rules on my nightstand and laid down on the bed. I looked over at the digital clock on the nightstand, 1:46 a.m. I jumped and hid under the covers as the tapping on the window started up again. I had tried to sleep, but it proved impossible. The tapping on the window and my growing feeling of fear kept me up for hours, that is, until the alarm on my phone went off at 4 a.m., causing me to almost scream. I got ready for my meeting quickly, anxious to leave the hotel. I checked the rules again, making sure that I could leave the room. The clock read 4:13 a.m. I sighed in relief when I saw that I could finally leave. But suddenly, the phone rang, and I whipped around to see that the clock now read 4:14 a.m. I left pretty quickly after that. I looked at my window from outside the hotel when I walked out, and the zombie guy was gone. There were also no trees nearby either. After my workday ended, I tried to stay out of the hotel for as long as I possibly could. I even called my boss to ask if I could transfer hotels, but he just bitched at me about the high cancellation fee and how the Gateway Hotel was the cheapest in the state. Gee, I wonder why. I knew I couldn't afford the cancellation fee and the fee for a new hotel room, so basically I was stuck in this hell hotel until my flight left at noon tomorrow. One more night to go, I suppose. I finally returned to the hotel at about 10 p.m. that night, and I didn't want to risk going back any later. On my way through the empty lobby to the elevator, I asked the front desk about maybe transferring rooms, but they just informed me that all the rooms were booked and that I needed to refer to my rules. As I walked into the elevator, I suddenly realized that I hadn't seen anyone else in the hotel besides the front desk staff. If they were so booked, shouldn't I have seen somebody else by now, or at least heard them? On my way up to my room, I saw the elevator button for B2. Not surprisingly, I didn't feel any urge to push it. There was so much tension in the air as I walked down the silent, dimly lit hallway to my room, and I reached the door and unlocked it with my key. I walked in and turned before I closed the door, and my room was right across from the room 414 I had noticed. Its door was closed, and it looked just ordinary. Something about it, though, maybe it was just the fact that it was on the list of rules, made me a little uneasy. I could have sworn that I saw a flash of red pass my door as I closed it. So here I am, stuck in the Gateway Hotel for another night. Stuck in the room across the hall from the supposed nightmare room. Stuck in the room where some zombie guy was tapping on my window. Stuck in the room with a demon painting. I took out my rules and I read them again. As long as I follow these, I should be fine, right? I made sure that my curtains were closed this time. I double-checked that I didn't leave any food out, and I didn't push the B2 button in the elevator, and I didn't answer the phone ringing at 4:14 a.m. All I have to do is go to sleep, and I'll make it to noon tomorrow. Something just knocked on my door. It's now 1:54 a.m., and I'm awake again. I'm not supposed to look out of my peephole between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., but they're still knocking. The rules didn't say anything about that, so now I'm not sure what to do. I wanted to call the front desk, but based on my prior interaction with them, I knew that they would be completely indifferent to my fears and just tell me to follow these stupid fucking rules again. So that's what I planned on doing for the next 8 hours and 36 minutes. I just had to make it until 10:30, when I could leave for the airport and finally get out of here. I gave up any hope of getting any sleep for the night as the rhythmic pounding on my door continued. As much as I wanted to know who or what was knocking on my door, I knew that it wasn't in my best interest to go check it out. I turned on my bedside lamp and just sat on my bed, watching the door shutter on its hinges with every strike against it. Good thing I used the chain lock on the door as well as the actual lock because, hey, I was staying in a nightmare hotel. I couldn't take my eyes off the door until the pounding finally stopped, 6 minutes later at exactly 2 a.m., Everything was quiet for the next hour. No tapping at my window, no knocks on my door, no nothing. Even though I was still right across from the creepiest painting in existence, I was actually beginning to think that I might be able to get some sleep that night until I heard a quiet, muffled male voice call out from the hallway outside my room. "Mama," it said. It felt like all of the blood in my body turned to ice in that moment. My eyes went wide and I slowly turned my head to look at my clock, 3:02 a.m. From in between 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., you may hear a child's voice begging for help, coming from the hallway. The rules began jogging my memory. I turned back to face the door again as I heard the child in the hallway beginning to cry while still crying out, "Mama, Mama." The crying was slowly getting louder as the child got closer and closer to my door as it made its way down the hallway. My shaking hands curled into fists as the light from the hallway that was pouring under my door was blocked in two spots, almost like there was someone standing directly outside of my door. Even then, I still jumped when I heard a soft knock on my door again. "Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me find my mama? I'm lost," the voice said. Oh, hell no, I thought. I know all of this other stuff had been going on in this place was terrifying, but this was some next-level horror movie shit. Why does it always have to be a creepy demon child, and how in the hell does it know that I'm a mama? I just stayed silent as I heard another knock on my door. It is imperative that you are not to be tempted to look out of your peephole and do not leave your room. There is no one that needs assistance at that hour. I read the rules again. "Mama, please open the door. I'm scared," the voice said. "Well, I guess you're up Schitt's Creek tonight, kiddo, because I'm pretty scared too, and I'm not opening the door," I thought to myself. I just gritted my teeth and ignored the child's increasingly desperate pleas for help that continued for the next 20 minutes until I heard a sniffle and footsteps walking past my door. My relief didn't last long, however, because at 3:24 a.m., a loud tap sounded against my window. I jumped again, but quickly calmed myself down. "Oh, it's just your friendly hotel zombie Spider-Man," I told myself as I glared at the curtains that hid the windows from my sight. Surprisingly, I wasn't even that scared this time. I guess it's because I realized that all I had to do was not look at it, and it would leave me alone. Trust me, the desire to look at him again was 100% non-existent. I was more scared of the creepy lady painting at this point. There were no more taps on my window after that, and for the next hour, everything was calm again. I took the time of peace to pack up my few belongings that I had pulled out of my suitcase. I didn't really unpack much, and I bet you can understand why. I just ended up watching the clock on my bedside table at 4:02 a.m. When it hit 4:14 a.m., I braced myself and waited for the ringing of the phone that sat next to the clock. However, this time, the call never came. I glanced at the rules again. If your phone rings at 4:14 a.m., do not answer. 10:30 a.m. couldn't come fast enough, I thought. Even though it had been calm and quiet for the past few hours, I hadn't let my guard down yet. Hours went by. And that morning at 10 a.m., I cautiously peeked out of my room and stepped out. I dragged my suitcase out of the room and closed and locked the door behind me. I chanced to look at room 414, closed and presumably locked. I took a deep breath, looked down at my shoes, and quickly walked down the dimly lit hallway. I had almost made it to the elevator when I heard a loud unlocking sound behind me. I froze, and almost unconsciously, I turned around. Room 414 was open. I was kind of far away, but trust me, I know it was room 414. It was the room right across from mine. Do not enter room 414 if you see that it is open, the rules echoed in my head. Standing next to the open door was a blonde woman in a red maid uniform. I immediately recognized her. She was the ghastly woman with the angry, twisted face that wore the red dress in the painting. The woman who had stared at me from across the room during my two sleepless nights at the hotel. And she was smiling the same white, toothy smile. Her eyes were fixated on mine and her hands were hidden behind her back. She looked as if she was about to bolt down the hallway at me. If you notice a maid with the long blonde hair and a red uniform in the hallway staring at you, look away, return to your room, and notify the staff. The rules echoed across my face. I quickly looked away, remembering the rule that had made me the most uneasy when I had first read it, and reached for the elevator button, desperate to get away from her as fast as I could. If the maid is blocking your path to your room, simply return to the lobby via the stairs and not the elevator. I remembered the rules again. I jerked my hand away from the elevator button and without looking back, yanked open the door to the stairs and dragged my wheeled suitcase down four flights. I swear, when I got to the bottom and opened the door to get into the lobby, I heard the door to the stairs open above me. She will not attempt to follow you unless you make prolonged eye contact with her. I read the rules again. Oh God, did I look at her for too long? I did make eye contact with her. I slammed the door to the stairs behind me, trying not to linger on that idea for too long, and almost threw my key onto the front desk. The two workers smiled at me, and one of them said in a slow and amused voice, "Hope you enjoyed your stay." Ha ha ha, yeah, I definitely fucking didn't, but I simply said it through gritted teeth. Room 414 is open, just thought you two should know, I said. I left the lobby in a hurry and got into the car that I had called for earlier. It showed up after only 2 minutes and I wasted no time throwing my bag and myself into it as fast as I could. As the car pulled out of the parking lot, I noticed that it was practically empty, with only two cars there. The people at the front desk had told me that the whole hotel was booked just last night, but the parking lot was empty, and I never saw anyone except for the people at the front desk. I shuddered and turned back for one last glance at the hotel. I saw something red in one of the fourth floor windows. I think it was waving at me as the car turned the corner and it disappeared from my sight. She will take that as an invitation, I remembered. I hope I didn't look at her for too long. It was just a quick glance, right? I didn't even mean to look. How long is too long? How far would she even follow me for? I hope I never have to find out. And I know that I will never be returning to the Gateway Hotel.